ब्रह्मकारकुमिदान्दशगणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साप्रजातं सावन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सागनललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्णाकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी भगवान् सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिके मञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधार शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन वी थैंक यू वेरी मच for your kindly coming here and participating in this noble movement of Krishna consciousness or Sankirtan movement. You will be very glad to know that today I have received one letter from my disciple, Sriman Krishna Das Padikari, the in-charge commander, mud command, a temple command of West Berlin. He was negotiating with Russian cultural societies and one very important professor, he has invited us to lecture in Russia. Yes. So, very soon, I shall be going to Russia with some of my disciples. So, gradually, it will be realized that Krishna is for everyone. Don't take Krishna as Indian or Hindu. Don't limit Krishna's activity. Krishna is unlimited. Krishna's activities are unlimited. Krishna's devotees are unlimited. And Krishna's fear of activity is unlimited. So, Krishna says, ki jaya idam dharjate jagat. It is not working. Aparayam itasvannam prakritim vidhime param jivabhutam mahabaho jayadam dharajate jaga. Jaya prakriti, the prakriti, the energy energy is feminine gender. Therefore it is stated here, Jaya. Dhargate Jaga. We living entities, we are superior energy. And the matter is inferior energy. Therefore, Dhargate, we are enjoying or we are capturing this material energy. We are using in so many ways. Sajjasana, just like I am sitting on this material cushion or sitting on the material floor, using this material microphone or having material as bed set, car, in so many ways, we are enjoying this material. They are the same prakriti. Both of them are prakritis, energy. One in a energy is called superior and the another energy is called inferior. Matter is inferior and the living entity is a superior. But in relationship with Krishna, both of them are energy. The energies in that particular field of activity, superior or inferior. But still, in connection with Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme, absolute soul, for him there is no such distinction, superior or inferior. This Vishnu Purana therefore says, Vishnu Shakti Para. Originally, the energy of Krishna is transcendental, spiritual. Vishnu Shakti Para Prapta. Khetra Gantya Tatha Para. Avidya Karma Sangha Anya Titya Shakti Rishat. So Krishna can change superior energy into inferior energy or inferior energy into superior energy. That is his omnipotency. As such, when Krishna appears within this material world, even though he assumes a so-called material body according to the Mayavadi philosopher, that is not material, he can change into spiritual. That is his omnipotence. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Just like the electrical engineer, the same electrical energy, he can use it for refrigerator and he can use it for heater. It is his manipulation. Similarly, Krishna, by his Krishna consciousness movement, he can turn this material world into spiritual world. Simply by changing the consciousness that is in his power. Therefore, anything in Krishna consciousness should not be considered as material. Prapunchi kataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Mumukshubi parityaga phalva vairaga tatsate. That anything, take for example, just like Mayavadi philosopher, they say Brahma Satta Jagat Mithya. But Jagat not Mithya, but temporary. And still, even if it is Mithya, false, it can be turned into truth by this Krishna consciousness movement. That is possible. Nidbande Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagya Muccyate. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that it can transform the matter into spirit. How not transformed, but the face of Peter is changed, consciousness is changed. The same example, as we have several times recited, that you take an iron rod, put into the fire, it becomes warmer. But when it is red hot, it is no longer iron, it is fire. If you touch that red hot iron in any place, it will burn. Similarly, Vaishnava, by his spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness, makes his whole body spiritualized. Just try to understand the same example. By developing your Krishna consciousness, you can make your body spiritualized, completely forgetting all material activity. Jayairam bhajate jagat. Then Krishna says, etat jonini bhutani sarvani iti upadharaya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralaya tatha. So Krishna is the original cause of the material energy, the spiritual energy. And by combination of this material energy and spiritual energy, the whole cosmic manifestation is there. There are two kinds of energies working. Everyone can experience. Just like in my body, I am the spirit soul, and the body is matter, material. When combined together, it is working wonderfully. A man is becoming a great leader, a great scientist, a great philosopher. How? So long the spiritual spark is there. As soon as the spiritual spark is gone, the same very body is no longer a great leader, a great scientist, a great philosopher. So both these energies are products of Krishna's body. Just like the sunshine is the energy of the sun globe. And within the sun globe, there is sun god also. We get it from Bhagavad Gita. In the fourth chapter, there is mention of the sun god. Imam vivasthati yogam, yogam pratvana havabhyam. Vivasthati. Vivasthati is the vivasthana. Is the name of the sun god. At present, the predominating leader or the principal deity in the sun planet is called Vibhushan. So he is a person. He is a person. And his globe is the sun globe. And from the sun globe, there is sunshine. Similarly, there is a planet which is known as Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. There are millions of planets there, as you have got millions of planets here in this material world, millions of universes. Similarly, in the spiritual world, there are millions of planets, globes, which are called Vaikuntha Lokas. And the topmost of the Vaikuntha Lokas is called Goloka Vrindavan or Krishna Loka. That is the original abode of Lord Krishna. And from that globe, there is effulgence, which is bodily effulgence of Krishna. We get this information from Brahma Sangha. जस्य प्रभा प्रभवतो जगदन्न खोति, जस्य प्रभा दि ब्रह्म ज्योति इज द बॉडीली इफाल्जेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा. एग्जैक्टली द सनशाइन इज द बॉडीली इफाल्जेंस ऑफ विवस्था. It is being emanating. It is emanating from the sun glow. Similarly, the Brahma Jyoti is emanating from Krishna Loka. And in that Krishna Brahma effulgence, so many universes and so many Vaikuntha planets are growing. Exactly the same way as so many planets have grown from the sunshine, this is ideal. So how Krishna is Aham Sarvasya Prabhu? You can understand this. If you study, if you take information from Vedic literature, if you attentively think over it, you will very easily understand that everything is produced out of Krishna's bodily effulgence or energy. Krishna also personally says here, etat jonini bhutani sarvani iti upadhara aham Krishna sa jagata prabhava pralaya tatha. Aham, I am. The Mayavadi philosopher cannot accommodate this idea. How a person can be the cause of creation, maintenance and annihilation. But Krishna here says that aham Krishnasya, aham Krishnasya jagata prabhava pralaya tatha. Therefore Krishna says matta parataram nanna kinti dasti dhananjaya. Because he is the origin of all energy. You have already understood that the whole manifestation is nothing but demonstration of the different types of energies of the Supreme Lord. That is confirmed in the Veda. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. The absolute truth has varieties of energy, and they are so perfect and so perfectly working that it appears sabhaviki jnana valakriyat. You take a flower, nice flower, how it is nicely painted, how it is symmetrically colored. But it is sprouting from the bud automatically. So we are seeing that the flower is coming out automatically. There is no such thing automatically. It is Krishna's energy which is working there. It is Krishna's energy. And the energies are so perfect that we see that it is working automatically. That is because our energy is so limited. If I want to paint one nice flower, I have to arrange for so many things. I have to arrange for the color, I have to arrange for the brush. I must have the requisite knowledge how to paint it. I have to devote some time for learning how to paint, then actually paint, so many things required. But Krishna's energies are so perfect that it appears sabhaviki jnana valakriyata. Automatically. That we have to study. And when we concentrate in the study with bhava, then we can understand Krishna, how he is working, how he is the original source of everything. That requires little brain. Therefore, unless one has got very fine brain, he cannot understand Krishna. Gross brain cannot understand. And in order to make our brain and senses very purified and fine, we have to take to devotional service. Sarvapadhi vinirmukta tatparatena nirmala. That fine brain and purified senses can be achieved just like you can get relief from disease condition of life. Similarly, the brain is already there. It will become finer. It will become subtler to understand Krishna. When we are able to give up our all material designation. At the present moment, I am thinking, feeling and willing under different designations. I am thinking I am this body. I am thinking I am India. I am thinking I am America, I am Russia, I am Pakistan. These are upadhi. But if you practice devotional service, Krishna consciousness, then you become free from this contamination of designation. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means completely freed from all dirty things. These are all dirty things. As soon as I think that I am this, I am that. That's right. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, we have understood that the body is simply just like a dress. So suppose I am dressed in orange color, robe. If I think I am orange color, is that very nice intelligence? Similarly, as soon as I think in terms of my body, in my nationality, in my creed, in my being, they are all designations. Purification of the senses made by devotional service. Bhakti yogena. Nirmalam. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. Tato rajastamo bhava tamalo bhadayasti. Etai citta anavidhyam citta satte prasidati. Nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya. By daily, regular study or serving Srimad Bhagavatam, anything in relation to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya. This abhadra, this designation, can be eradicated simply by regular service to Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means the person who is a devotee, he is also Bhagavata. And the literature who describes about Krishna, that is also Bhagavata. So we have to associate with devotees. Satang prasanga tova bhidya sangvila bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. If you associate with devotees, your pure devotee, and who is a pure devotee? Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam anukullena krishna anusilalam bhakti ruttama. Those who are executing devotional service without any material desire, not that I render to service, I render service to Lord Krishna to fulfill some material desire. That is not pure devotion. Pure devotion is anukullena krishnanu silanam. Simply take to such work and activity which will favorably dispose Krishna. Sakarmana tamabhaccha saṃsiddhi labhate para.
sthanushitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosanam.
As soon as we simply take to such activities as will please the Supreme Personality of Lord, Personality of God, anukullena krishna anusilanam. Anukulena, as Krishna becomes favorably inclined, we have to please Krishna. Sansiddhi haritosanam. Though we do not know what is Hari, what is God, what is Krishna, and what is our activity to please Him, that you have to learn. That you have to learn satang prasangat, by association with devotees. Satang prasangat, just like if you are a businessman, suppose a share broker. If you are a member of the stock exchange, your business is flourishing. To get most opportunity, the scientists, they make some association. Every particular, the lawyers, they make an association, bar association. That is needed. The engineer, they make an association. The doctors, they make a medical club. Similarly, if you have to learn Krishna consciousness, then you have to admit yourself with the society of all Krishna consciousness. That is necessary. Satam prasangat mama vija sangvit bhavanti vitkarna rasayana katha. Unless you associate with practical devotees, you cannot understand or you cannot relish the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna. Bhavanti vitkarna rasayana. Pleasing rasayana. Releasing some mellow, transcendental mellow. How? Satang prasanga. Simply in the association. Sadhu sangi sato vitti. Rupa Goswami instructs that utsaha dhaidya nishaya tatta karma pravatana sadhu sangi sato vitti saravi bhakti prasiddhati. If you are actually serious to understand Krishna consciousness, then you must be very much energetic, utsaha. Yes, I shall learn this art. Verily, in this life, you must be fixed up. Virabhrata. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is called virabhrata. Bhajanti maha virabhrata. That determination should be. Yes, just like Prahlad Maharaj, 5 years old boy. Narad Maharaj said, my dear boy, you are king's son. You cannot undergo so much severe austerity. Why you are feeling so much insulted by your stepmother? Please go home. Dhruva Maharaj replied, my dear sir, what you are saying, it is all right. But I am a son of Kshatriya. I am unpolite. I cannot accept your advice. I must see God. Please show me the way how I can get. That is determination. A 5 years old boy saying, I must see God in this life. If you know something, how to do it, please explain that. Don't try to deviate me. That is the determination. So, that determination means utsaha. I must. That is necessary. Not that when Krishna will be pleased, then I shall take to it. Krishna is always pleased upon me. But we are not taking his process. Krishna says, everyone, sarvadhammān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchami. But we are not doing that. Why should he say that when Krishna is merciful, then I shall do it? Krishna is already merciful. But if we do not take it, then what Krishna will do? Krishna do not touch. Krishna does not touch on your little individuality or little independence. Therefore, We have just like when we earn money, we are very enthusiastic. Similarly, if we want to earn Krishna consciousness, if we want to earn that position, go back to home, back to Godhead, we must be very much enthusiastic. Utsaha and dhaijya. Dhaijya means patience. Oh, I am executing Krishna consciousness according to the rules and regulations. I mean, still, I am not yet perfect. So don't be impatient. Be patient. The example is that any woman desires a child. So when she is married, it is supposed that she will get a child. But if she wants immediately child after being married, that is not possible. She must be patient. Then in due course, she will be pregnant and there will be child. Similarly, if we are patient, at the same time, very much energetic, utsaha dhaijya, and tat-tat karma pravartana, but we must take to the regulative principles by which we can make advance in Krishna consciousness. Tat-tat karma pravartana, sato vitte, and our occupation should be very nice, honest, sadhu sanghe, the sadhu sanghe, in the association of devotees. These six things, utsaha, dhaijya, nishchaya, and satovritti, sadhu sangha, tattva karma, these six kinds of devotional service will make you perfect. Saravi bhakti prasiddhati. These six kinds of activities will make your devotional service perfect. Anything if you want to do, if you want to learn, there are different regulatory principles anywhere. So similarly, for understanding Krishna consciousness, for enter into the kingdom of Krishna, we have to adopt this means. Similarly, there are counter activities also. The counter activities also kill our Krishna consciousness. So we have to be very cautious, not to accept the counter activities, but we have to take the favorable activities. Anukulle na Krishna anusilanam. So Krishna says that matta parataram nanna kinchi jasti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam prutam sutre mani ganaiva. Everything is resting on me, just like the pearls are remaining on the thread. Krishna is the thread, and all this universe, all this cosmic manifestation, and their different activities in different planets, they are all resting on the thread of Krishna, that He is the original source of everything. How you can accept Krishna as ordinary man? I do not know. Abhijananti mana murha. They are described as murhas. They do not know. Although it is all explained here in the Bhagavad Gita. But they will not accept Krishna in that way. They will manufacture a different way of understanding Krishna. Therefore, they are deviated. Therefore, after studying thousand times Bhagavad Gita, they are as in darkness as they were in the beginning. That is the result. But if you take Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation, without exercising your brain to manufacture something out of Bhagavad Gita, then you naturally become Krishna conscious and your life is successful. Here it is stated, matta parataram nanna kinchi asti dhananjaya. There is no more superior factor than me. Then how we can think of Krishna as ordinary human being? What is your answer? How we do false such idea. These are the challenges by Krishna. And I cannot understand how Krishna is accepted as ordinary person. Then either you don't believe in Bhagavad Gita, that is a different thing. But don't try to wrongly interpret Bhagavad Gita in your own way. That will not help you. You can propound your own philosophy as you like. Everyone has got the right. Naso munijasya matamana bhinnam. One cannot be a philosopher, muni, thoughtful man, unless he has got a different philosophy. That's a fact. Everyone wants to propound a type of philosophical method and tries to become famous. That is the natural way. But you make your philosophical presentation in different ways. You have got right. But don't try to interpret in Bhagavad Gita in your own way. That cannot be accepted. And that will not give you the effect of Bhagavad Gita. You have to accept Bhagavad Gita as it is. This Krishna consciousness movement, we are not presenting Krishna in a different way. Our only method is to present Krishna as he is. That is ours. If there is any credit for this Krishna consciousness movement or for us, now our credit is that we are not adulterating Bhagavad Gita. We are simply presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. By Krishna's grace, it is being understood very easily all over the world, and they are accepting it. That one God, Krishna, one philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, and one hymn, Hare Krishna Mantra, and one nation, Krishna conscious people. Just push this movement and the world will be happy. Don't create God. And here is the incarnation of Krishna. Sometimes we accept somebody as God because he says that I am the same Krishna, I am the same Rama. Believing on his word. All right, accept that he may be the same Rama and same Krishna. But when Krishna is there, why should we accept an imitation of Krishna? Why? Suppose if you go to purchase some medicine in a drug store and the shopkeeper says, here is a medicine, sir, which is equally good, but the price is very cheap. You can take it. And if you are a sane man, you will say, no, no, I don't want it. Give me that original. Why shall I take this? Let it be cheaper, but I don't want it. Similarly, why should we accept so-called incarnation of Krishna? We should accept Krishna, original Krishna. Original Krishna is there. Krishna and Krishna's words are identical. When you read Bhagavad Gita, you are exactly in front of Krishna as Arjuna was in front of Krishna while Krishna was personally speaking. That is transcendental nature of Krishna. Why he has left this in instruction? Because if we accept the teachings of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, immediately we are in presence of Krishna. Just like the other day I cited the example of the illiterate Brahmin. That is transcendental way of understanding Krishna. Take this formula. Krishna says here that everything that is working in this material or spiritual world, they are different energies of Krishna. He is the original source of creation. He is the original source of maintenance. And he is the original source of annihilation. Therefore, nobody is greater than him. matta paratara nanna nanya. There is no other greater element. Kinchidasti, not even one. He cannot say, here is something which is greater than Krishna. That is not possible. Nanya, kinchidasti dhananjaya. Mai sarvam idam sitam. Mai sarvam idam pruta. Protang sutre mani ganayo. Just as in your necklace, pearl necklace, all the pearls are situated in the thread. Similarly, Krishna is the thread and everything existing. This will be explained more explicitly in the 13th chapter. Maya tatavidam sarvam jagat abhatta murtina masthani sarva bhutani nahang tesu avasthita. So all these Shastric conclusions is, now, so far the universe is concerned, that is we also stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasaika nishasita kalam athavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahan saya jasa kalavishesu govindama adipurusam tamaham bhajami. So, Govinda, the adipurus, whose plenary portion is Mahavishnu. And what is Mahavishnu's activity? That he is lying in the causal ocean. And while he is breathing, with his breathing only, innumerable universes are coming out. And innumerable universes are going into him. In this way he is sleeping. That Mahavishnu is the plenary portion of Krishna. So, we have to believe in the Shastras, and there is no other way for understanding Krishna. What is beyond our imagination, beyond our mental cultivation, beyond the reach of our senses, we have to accept authority. Exactly in the same way, just like we have to accept somebody as our father, simply on the version of mother. Similarly, we have no information of Krishna, but we have got Krishna's book, we have got Vedic literature, and if we study Shastra Chokhusha, you have to see through the Shastra, then you will understand Krishna and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.